America has been recognizing its fallen soldiers since the Civil War, but it wasn't until 1971 that Memorial Day became a recognized federal holiday. Since then, it's become tradition for workers to have the day off. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with veterans at Vets Place Central, west of downtown, about what Memorial Day means to them. Some of the content is graphic.
My name is Frederick Tolbert Jr., U.S. Army. I was in the military between May 1981 to May 1987. It's kind of a sad day for me. I actually hope that all the time that it rains on that day, because I'm being sort of selfish about this, but I really wanted people to think about those people that passed away sacrificing their lives for us, and that flag that's up there, what it represents.
What about people that just treat it as a big party day and a day off of work?
I have no problem with that right there. As long as they understand that with that flag and those people that sacrificed for them to have that party, it's the reason why they really should be partying.
Hi, my name is Daryl White, U.S. Army. To me, it means the strength of the military. Those who served before me, those who gave their lives so that we could have freedom and equality. I visit all the memorial sites. I like to get with family, barbecue, tell old stories, remember those who served before me, how they gave their lives, and we go over their lives.
Did you know anybody that was lost in any tours or anything?
First person I ever known was my uncle. I might have been about 6 years old. He got trapped in a cave in the Vietnam War, and they caught him and threw a hand grenade in on him and blew all his body parts away from his body. It was an open casket, but I remember that sight just like it was yesterday.
Wow. And so you really, truly understand the magnitude of what war can do to people.
Yes. That's why I went in and served myself.
Like Daryl's uncle, Carol Martin was also in the Vietnam War as an anti-submarine warfare technician.
I mean, I think about my friends who died, and I think about their needless death. And it is pretty rough, you know. Since Vietnam, I have avoided civilians at all costs, you know, unless I have to get to know them and be around them. I would much prefer to be around veterans.
How would you advise people to commemorate Memorial Day if they needed to be educated on it?
Talk to veterans. That's one thing they could do. Read about it. I mean, that's what I do.
Hi, my name is Bernard Grosso, United States Marine Corps, 1974, 75, and 76. You know, I'll go to, like, I'm a member of the Color Guard, so I'll be going to a cemetery to present some flags. So that's part of my giving back.
How do you think about the way that others who weren't in the military commemorate Memorial Day?
You know, it's just like some other holidays. It's commercialized. I think it's just an excuse for people to celebrate something. And most people really don't know what it's about. You know, it's about the people that gave their lives.
Do you think that there should be a different way that civilians approach Memorial Day?
I think maybe they should research a little bit and see what it's really about. You know, rather than just having a big barbecue and whatever, they should take the time to really think what it's for.
But one proponent of the big barbecue is U.S. Army veteran Stevenson Williams.
You fall on the dead by, you know, by being joyful, you know, and doing positive things, not by laying around all moaning and stuff. They want you to get out and have fun and celebrate their past. You know what I'm saying?
Mayan Silver, WUWM.